Body sweet like pina colada. Nice ting like fresh mommy water. Sex too good, she ain't paying for nada. Low key on the grand, can't find her. Just hot like a number one on the lineup. I met her on the block when I was number nine, like I was Ibaka.
Let me fucking talk real quick, bro. Hold on, let me turn my AC off real fucking fast, my nigga. Like, let me turn my fucking AC off. Because some of these people out here don't got no fucking AC. Excuse my language, but I'm just saying, some people don't got no fucking AC. And that's fine, because I came from humble beginnings, and I know what it's like to not have no fucking AC. So it's all good, though. You know what I'm saying? But now I'm about to get out of the intro. You feel me? I know what's up. You know the vibe. It's me, Iverson Morris. I don't think I ever gave my full government on this shit before. I don't know, but fuck it now. I don't give a fuck. Nigga, it's 4:56 in the morning and I'm really here to really talk to y'all. You know what I'm saying? You know me, I just smoked a few spliffs, few hours prior, and you know, it's like I get the most wisdom and the most shit to say whenever I wake up from them naps after you smoke. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just wake up mad thirsty, full of shit to talk about or full of shit to think about. Because, I don't know, that's how I'm feeling right now. And I be seeing dumb shit all the time that I be want to just comment on. Let me just give the intro. It's fucking cooling with Ivy or chilling with Ivy. Like I said, I can't remember. I'm always changing the shit. Welcome back to the podcast. This is episode 10, season 2. This is the fucking finale. And I hate the fact that I waited this long for a fucking finale. And I'm sorry. Y'all niggas deserve way better. I'm really the bare minimum. And y'all deserve way better on a podcast aspect. In real life, I'm more than the bare minimum. I'm too much, matter of fact. But yeah, for me, I deserve better. I'm not going front. Y'all are too loyal to me. But really and truly, though, fuck it, nigga. Like, I'm here right now, so niggas, I just gonna have to take that. Like, the fuck? Straight up. Nah, bro, like, I'm sorry. Let me add some structure to this. Okay? Today is July 19th, I believe. No, today's the 20th. July 20th, for me, it's summertime. Last time I dropped the episode was probably March, February, I don't know, January, some shit like that, I don't know. It was me and my son, Lily, feel me? And I was just me. You know what I'm saying? I haven't give y'all a solo. I ain't give y'all niggas a solo in a minute. So I'm here and I'm giving y'all niggas a solo, feel me? It's like, I don't know. I'm going to tell y'all what even, like, motivated me to even say something right now. Like, to even record, you know what I'm saying? Like, especially at this time. I don't know. I'm just scrolling through Instagram and it's like, the more you really scroll through that app or any of these fucking social media apps, it's like that shit just be eating at your fucking brain, nigga. I swear. It just be like so much dumb shit going on. And I'm so glad God made me the man I am today, which is a real ass fucking nigga, because I don't let that shit even get near my thinking, nigga. I'm way ahead of the game, really and truly, is what I'm trying to show y'all, feel me? So, you know, fuck all that, for me. So, I'm scrolling, and some shit pops up. Some shit about, you know, I don't like talking about other people's shit, other people's relationships and shit like that. This is not the place for that, you feel me? But I'ma just briefly say something, briefly, you feel me? So, I come across something on the Shade Room. And one thing about the Shade Room, they always got some bullshit on there, especially in the comments. I swear to God, yo, I hate reading the comments, bro. But it's like the comments is really how you get to see how people really think. You know what I'm saying? Like, really understand what the fuck be going through their tiny fucking brains, bro. I swear, that's the only way you know. It's like, before I share a post, before I comment on anything, I give my own opinions and thoughts or whatever the case may be. I could see anything. I'm going to always check the comments because I want to know how the fuck everybody else thinking. See what dumb shit niggas be saying. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes you might find the truth in the comments. You feel me? You might share some shit without even checking, thinking, oh my God, this is real. Whatever. Then you come to find out another nigga that's dick rider go comment under your post telling you, oh, you wrong. Just down the third, giving their fucking opinion. And I want to know, why you giving your opinion on something that I'm giving my opinion on? How you can give your opinion under my fucking opinion? Are you weird? Niggas be weird. So fuck all that. So yeah, for me, I hate people that do that shit, bro. Like, if I'm on the book, if I'm on Instagram, I'm not ever. I'm not stopping under no man, no woman. I'm not stopping under y'all shit to comment under y'all shit to let y'all know how I feel about what the fuck y'all said about something else. That's the dumbest shit ever. It's like you itching for something. You know what I'm saying? You itching for it. Like, hey, you're not gonna get it from me. One thing about me, I don't give nobody no type of satisfaction. Are you fucking dumb? Especially if I know they're feeding for it. Are you fucking mad? Never. So anyways, yeah, I hate niggas that do that shit. Fuck it though. But look though, feel me? Fucking, I ain't even turn off the AC. Yo, my fault, brother. Hold on. There we go. It's quiet. Like, I'm scrolling and then I see some shit about two people. For me, I ain't gonna say no names. Like I said, I don't like talking on nigga shit. And y'all should take some fucking notes. I'm talking on nigga shit. Y'all human. Never mind. I could do whatever y'all want. I don't give a fuck. But yeah, for me, some shit about this guy, these two celebrities. All right, you feel me? This dude, like, for me, they be claiming he corny, he does that in the third, whatever, whatever. You know what I'm saying? He did some corny shit. Like, to me, I look at shit as entertainment, so it don't really bother me. I don't give a fuck what nobody do, you feel me? So, you know what I'm saying? I think he cheated. I don't know if he cheated. I don't know the real. Like, I'm just going based off what they saying on the social things, you feel me? And they say, oh, she crazy because she stayed with him. Ooh, ah, blah, blah, blah. They say, oh, he bring down her value. Oh, he a bad look for her. Ooh, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All this other shit. But my thing is, though, right? Boom, the bitch got more money. Let me not. The woman has more money than him. I think so. Then again, maybe she don't. Let me not say more money. Let's say more recognition and more chance to have more opportunities. I don't know. Let's just say it like that. She has a good image. You feel me? She has a good image. And they feel like he's ruining that. But my thing is, though, she's still with the nigga. She's still with him. We don't know what's going on behind closed doors. We don't know what she do, what he do, what they say, what he say, she say, whatever. You feel me? But they happy. They happy. They good for each other. They must be good for each other. I don't know. I don't know these niggas. Nobody does, like, personally, unless you around them. You feel me? So it's like, everybody mad, like, oh, why she still with him? Why she stay with him? Ooh, I asked myself this. Why the fuck did Beyonce stay with fucking Jay-Z, nigga? She seen some type of value in that dude, that dumbass nigga. You see, it's like, come on, son. Like, duh, you feel me? Like, same reason why you bitches going, I'm sorry, why you women, let me not say, oh, I'm not generalizing, okay? I'm not generalizing, okay? Certain bitches, okay? They, like, I don't understand why, like, you got something to say about another woman that's happy about what she got going on with her man, and you over there pressed, you want to give your opinion, you want to be like, ooh, like, I get it, it's public, you comment on it, that's fine, whatever. But then y'all just be, like, talking a whole bunch of, like, goo-ga-ga, just saying mad, dumb, stupid shit, talking about something. Oh, I should stay with that man, whole time, you got this and that going on with bro. Elsewhere, you feel me, in your life that ain't doing nothing for you, stressing you out, fucking up your life, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Draining all your fucking energy and you dealing with that. I don't know why you dealing with that. Well, cause over dick, gotta be. That's the only reason why. Why else you still there? Sometimes they don't even be that good. Y'all just there cause y'all love a nigga. Y'all love these dumb bum ass niggas, right? Let me chill. Let me add some order again. Sorry. I feel like I'm doing too much right now. So I'm going to just take it down a bit. I just feel like if you know you got some nasty shit in your closet, why are you speaking on another man's shit in his closet? You feel me? This is why I shut my mouth when certain shit come up. You know what I'm saying? Especially when I know in the back of my mind and I know ain't shit right with my life. Why am I talking on the next man's life? You know what I'm saying? How can I really stand or sit there and give my thoughts on another man's struggles, knowing damn well my struggles is probably 10 times worse? Now, how the fuck am I looking as an individual, as a person, as a human being, as a person that has a conscience, that can think? You feel me? Like, people don't think, bro. Like, they just talk. They just run their stink mouths, bro. And I hate that, bro. I hate that for all of you stink mouth running people, bro. Keep that shit to yourself, bro. Or just keep it cute. Like they say, keep it cute or just don't say nothing, bro. Like, I don't know, bro. Like, you really gotta be real fucking, I don't even know the word, like, to just run your mouth on the next man's ting. Like, the whole time your ting fuck up itself. You feel me? But to each his own, you know what I'm saying? I feel like maybe people feel like that's a way to, I don't know, get their shit off and maybe ignore what the fuck they got going on. Because they're like, oh, yeah, that means that other person over here fucking up. They struggling. So I could talk about this and make it seem like as if I'm not struggling my damn self. But it's all good, though. Life, this whole life living shit is a facade, nigga. Like, niggas be faking shit all the time, 24/7. So it's whatever, you know what I'm saying? Fake it till you make it. I don't believe in that saying. Ain't no faking nothing till you make it nothing. You ain't faking shit. Sorry, but look, though, it's cool. I get it. I understand, you know what I'm saying? Especially in this day and age, in this generation, you know, we just always talking about the next man. You feel me? Like, I'm gonna be real hypocritical if I came up here and I said I don't talk about other people. You feel me? Like, sometimes it's fun, it's cool, you know what I'm saying? If you're doing it with some type of like a damn, I'm about to throw a word out there, don't go look it up. Don't go look it up, please. But it's along the lines of what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you know, you know, you're going to understand. But say like, yeah, feel me? Discretion. Let's just say discretion. It sounds like the word that's supposed to be used in the context right now that I'm, you know what I'm saying? Let's just say discretion. Yeah, I ain't going to spell it, but let's just say discretion. You feel me? Nah, I forgot what I was saying, bro. Like, something about discretion, bro. Like, some shit. Man, fuck all that. But yeah, bro, like, yeah. If you're talking about people, talk about them with some discretion. You feel me? Like, and just understand that, bro. You feel me? Like, you yourself have your own stuff, you know? It doesn't look right from the outside looking in. Because you're not going to peep it. Some people are just not self-aware to peep it. To be like, oh yeah, I'm being a hypocrite. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm talking on the next man the whole time. My life is at the bottom of the fucking earth right now. But it's fine. Sometimes we do shit we are unaware of. You know, like, subconsciously. So it's okay. I understand. We all human beings. That's why I try not to judge people. You feel me? Because I don't know what's going on. Like, I'm not gonna lie and be like, oh, I don't judge nobody. But in my head, I'm gonna judge you out loud. Fuck no. I don't know you. You know, I don't wanna speak on the next man. You know, like, that's crazy to me. Feel me? But it's like, I'm so understanding and I'm so accepting of other people's bullshit. I already be knowing niggas be talking about me behind my back, but I'm okay with it. That's the difference. You feel me? Because I know it's normal. I know everybody talk about everybody. And that's always going to be that forever. And that's fine. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't care. Like, as long as you're not talking about me in a negative light or like, no. As long as you're not my close mans talking about me in a negative light to another person, especially in just to get something out of that situation. Don't use me to get up. Nigga, I ain't shit. I'm not worth anything. You can't use me to get up. Nah, you really down bad if you gotta use a nigga that ain't worth shit to get up. Really and truly. You feel me? Like, that says a lot about you. Cause if I'm gonna use a nigga, I'm gonna use a nigga with something. That ass. But you know, like I said, bro, I don't know why people do certain things. That's up to them. I'm just better than niggas. That's all I gotta say. You feel me? But I'm gonna be real quick. Yeah, I know I don't post much on this. I don't talk about my podcast much. It's like, it's really some side hobby shit. Like side hobby shit. You feel me? And I know I don't do much for y'all, but I be trying. And I always say every episode, I'ma do more, and I don't do more later on. But nigga, I'ma do more now, feel me? Like, I'ma do more now, you know? Like, whenever I'm feeling it, I never remember to write shit down, bro. Like, I need an assistant, like somebody to just follow me around and just do everything for me. Like as soon as I think something, they write it down type shit. Like, we gotta be connected like that. You feel me? Then maybe this life shit would be a little easier. You feel me? If I had some assistance. But you know, that's what everything. I be telling dudes like, yo, like, when I get rich, you feel me? Or if I ever get rich, if I'm blessed enough, the first thing I'm getting is a fucking private chef, bro. Like, I feel like that should be everyone's first purchase. Like, a private chef, a second, a fucking personal trainer. Because you niggas be big as hell. No offense. I love all my big people. Really and truly. I love all my big people. Y'all look very fluffy. You feel me? But yeah, like, first thing you gotta get is a private chef. Second is a fucking personal trainer, bro. Because one, you're gonna wanna eat good. And two, you're gonna wanna train and work out properly. Because you can't eat good all day and then not work out. And I feel like you big bag motherfuckers be so lazy. Like, I need a personal trainer. I need somebody to be on your ass and say, yo, go fucking get it. Go fucking get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, go fucking do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm a visual learner. So it's like, unless you show me the shit step by step in person in my face right next to me, I'm not going to be motivated to do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to hear, oh, you got to do it. Don't tell me. Show me. So if I'm asking you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times, yo, huh? What you say? You said, like, step by step, I'm going to be like, yo, you said do this. Like, don't be impatient with me. Like, you got to say, I got you. Yeah, I'm. Let me show you before I tell you again for the fifth time. People be so slow. They don't catch on to shit. Like, you got to catch on, bro. You think I'm saying this for no reason? You think I'm actually repeat yourself for no fucking reason? Nigga, repeat your fucking self, nigga. Like, come on, bro. Like, and I hate asking people to repeat themselves because I don't like repeating myself. I hate asking shit. Matter of fact, everything that I don't like, you know what I'm saying? I don't want nobody to ask me or whatever the case may be. I don't ask other people and I don't want or expect from other people. You feel me? So it's like, why would I ask the next man 100 times to repeat himself? And I hate it when I got to repeat myself. That's crazy. I feel like if everybody thought like that, life would be so much easier, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, but people don't know how to communicate. You feel me? Niggas don't know how to communicate nowadays. You know what I'm saying? It's sad out here, bro. Young dudes, bro. Like, you a grown man, bro. Like, why you can't articulate your words? You know what I'm saying? Articulate yourself. You know what I'm saying? Get your point across. You know? Why can't we do that? You know what I'm saying? As young men, not me though, y'all niggas. I'm Gucci where I'm at. But y'all do, you feel me? Like, well, it's okay, bro. Like, you don't gotta pretend like as if you can't talk or can't speak your mind, bro. Like, a real dude can speak his mind, bro. He can let it be known how you feel about certain shit, bro. Like, it's fine, bro. Like, get in touch with your inner self, bro. Tap in with your inner self, bro. You feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, but nigga be having trauma and shit and all this other stuff. And all that other, you know, mental bullshit. You know, not saying the mental, like, mental stuff is bullshit for all my mental awareness niggas out there. For me, like, I'm just saying, you know, like, it's all bullshit. Like, you know, like life is all bullshit, not mental stuff. Don't start getting your bag, bro. I'm not talking about you mental people, bro. Like, chill out. But yeah, for me, like, it's another thing too. People like take shit too serious, bro. Like, I feel like if everybody just smoked weed all the time with some discretion, yes, discretion. I have to look that word up after. I feel like I'm using it very wrong, but it feels right in the moment. But yeah, I get it though. You know what I'm saying? Caution, some caution, my nigga. Like, damn, you use it with some discretion. Then we'd all be like real chill. You feel me? Like, but no, everybody want to drink all day. Everybody want to drink all day. And that's fine. You want to drink, you know what I'm saying? Teachers on. You want to put a hookah pipe to your mouth. Be free. Do what the fuck you want to do. Me personally, I'm not putting no pole in my mouth and I'm blowing out smoke. I'm sorry. That's just me. You know what I'm saying? Like I told somebody the other day, hookah is for bad bitches and Hispanics. But it's fine. It's fine if you, as a heterosexual male, you want to smoke hookah, then that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. Like I said, to each his own. Everybody do their own shit. What would I look like talking about the next man doing what he like to do? Now I'm making myself look crazy after I just went on that whole rant by niggas speaking on the next man in the beginning of the fucking podcast. For me, I ain't gonna do that. I ain't gonna spin back and do what the next. Nah, I ain't gonna. No. I'm aware. You see, I'm aware like that. You see, other dudes, they would have kept talking about the next man after just saying they would have talk about the next man. That's not me. Feel me? I say something, I stand on it. That's a fact. The fuck is you talking about? But that's for another, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, you know, you want to smoke your pipe, go ahead and smoke your pipe, bro. Do what you want to do. Everybody do what the fuck they want to do. I ain't tell you what to do, never. You know what I'm saying? It's just me personally. I just don't feel comfortable. I don't feel comfortable walking around with a tip in my pocket, taking it out, put it on top of a hookah and just put it in my mouth. I'm sorry, I just don't feel comfortable doing that. But if you want to do that, that's cool. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Like, you don't know me, you don't gotta please me or nobody else around you. That's why I respect people that do stuff that they know is frowned upon, but they know it make them happy. You really living for real, you living for yourself. Then again, it's be dudes that be doing shit because everybody else doing it. And you weird. Everybody that do that, y'all weird. Don't be doing nothing for nobody. Are you fucking stupid? Like, niggas ain't raised you right. Like, I gotta refrain from using the N-word on my podcast. Like, what if one day I blow up and all they hear is the N-word? You know what I'm saying? I don't want that. I gotta clean this shit up a little bit, add some structure, some order. You know what I'm saying? But I don't really give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta hear regardless. This is me authentically. This is me truly real 100%. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta deal with that. You know? But, yeah, just real fast, you know? Quick 20-minute rant, 5:15 in the morning. So I had to give y'all something to bless y'all lives, make y'all feel like, you know, worth living and shit. Because every time I don't talk, it's like I gotta feed the whole world with knowledge and stuff. So I'm really just here to make y'all happy, really and truly, you know, because the nigga next door not making you happy, the nigga on your phone not making you happy, your pops not making you happy, your mom's not making you happy, nobody making you happy in your crib, so I might as well come here and finish a job, you know, do what I have to do, and, you know, my diligence and shit like that. So I just wanted to say thank you for sticking with me if you came this far. New shit coming. I don't really know. I'm not giving no dates because I'll be lying. So just look out for the next episode whenever that's going to be. It might be soon. Who knows? Like, I feel like I'm going to start smoking more. Well, I'm going to start smoking more and writing shit down that I think of. Because if like everything comes to me when I'm smacked, I don't know. And then I'm going to get back. I'm going to just press record and I'm just talk. You know, so I wish I could get more guests on here. I mean, I can, but like, I don't fuck with niggas for real. Nah, I'm joking. I'm have another guest on here soon. But fuck all that, though. So I'm going to just end it right here. Thank you for rocking with me. And this is the end of season 2. And have a good fucking day and a good fucking night, wherever you listen. I got niggas in Hong Kong listening to me and niggas in Australia listening to me because I'm really that different. Because niggas really fucking me like that. But that's what I'm saying. Oh, good night.
Hitting it right with a passion, I ain't stopping till I let it squeeze. I'ma get right up in it with ease, and I can feel a tension busting through her knees. Do what you want, girl, do what you please. I ain't tripping, and that's what it mean. But if a nigga hit it after me, then by all means, baby, you could leave. Like,